You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Who would hijack my TARDIS, drag it through the vortex and dump us in a hold? Ah, I might have guessed. You are our prisoner. Seek, locate, bore. Yes, yes, I know the drill. Oh, this is quite a welcome. 12 Daleks just for me. What's the occasion?
You are the Doctor.
Do you know, I'm almost flattered. So many Daleks, yet not one of you thinks to give this place a dust.
Silence.
And who are you? Lucky 13, is it?
I am the Dalek Execution Unit.
An executioner? No, no, no. Not what we need. Any chance you could bring the cleaner?
Prepare for extermination!
Oh, is that it? Oh, no interrogation, not even a light mind probing.
Halt. Execution must be delayed. First, there will be extraction of information.
Hello, number 14. Now, who are you? You're a little weathered, but looking quite sprightly for your age. Don't tell me, you're the cleaner.
I am the strategist for this mission.
What mission?
Silence, alien! You will be exterminated! Not until the Doctor has given us what we need.
And what is that?
Your help. Require information. Obey me, and the executioner will not destroy you.
Now, you want to extract information, strategist, but you would like nothing better than to kill me right here, right now. Am I right, executioner?
You will be purged.
But who's calling the shots? If you were really permitted to kill me, you'd have done it by now.
Move away!
Why? Am I invading your personal space? I feel it, executioner. You exude it. You want nothing more than to exterminate me.
It is not wise to taunt the execution unit.
Why not? It can't do anything. Not if you need me for this mission of yours, and from what I've seen, it hardly merits its title. In fact, I'd say it's utterly useless.
Exterminate! No. The execution unit must withdraw. The Doctor must be protected. The alien will be purged. Halt! The executioner will stand down. Obey the commander. I obey.
Oh, that's who's in charge. The organ grinder, not the monkeys.
Do not rile me, Doctor. I am your only ally.
No Dalek is an ally of mine.
Take the Doctor to the bridge.
After you. And let's hope you're a better butler than you are an executioner.
I'm Commander of the Bridge!
Dalek Science Unit, status report.
Dalek Timeship is in position.
Maintain cover behind the Raxian moon. We must remain undetected. All Daleks on standby.
Confirmed.
The Dalek Empire must not fall.
I presume you CC'd your boss for help back there.
Without my intervention,
you would have been exterminated.
Then I'm grateful. Grateful to a Dalek. Let me just work out the pecking order here. That was your commander calling off the attack dog?
Dalek Time Squad command structure must not be revealed to aliens.
Oh, so this is a Dalek Time Squad. Very helpful. And as strategist, you advise the commander.
Correct. A Dalek scientist has also been assigned to identify the cause of multiple temporal anomalies.
And that's why you need my help. I've been noticing them on the last few planets I've visited. Now, what about you, Executioner? Are you at the top of your career ladder or the bottom?
Silence!
Touchy. Shouldn't have mentioned ladders. Oh, rich. Very Dalek chic. That's quite a view. And not a moon I recognize. You care to enlighten me as to where we are, Commander?
Negative!
You want to tell me why I'm here?
We have detected several planets where the course of time and history has been altered. New species have evolved. New threats to the Daleks. Their existence cannot be allowed to continue.
And that's why you need my help. Because my species has a unique understanding of time, can locate the source and repair the damage.
The alternative is a solution devised by the Daleks.
Let me guess.
Extermination of all abominations!
Of course it is. That's why there's an executioner on board.
The Daleks are restoring balance to the universe!
You don't restore balance with indiscriminate murder. I get it now! Sorry, this is something I never thought I'd see. The invincible, warmongering, unscrupulous, murdering Daleks. You're terrified.
Silence!
What exactly do Daleks fear? That the changes will spread? That Skara will no longer birth your race? That you will cease to exist?
It is not just Skara. The entire universe is being rewritten. Earth, the human race, Gallifrey, Time Lords, every species, every planet, infected by change. It must be exterminated. It must be investigated.
All right. You want my help, strategist? Where do we start?
Leaving Moon's protection in 10 rails.
This is quite the family outing. And in a transport pod, what's the matter? Your saucer travels in time, but the transmats don't work.
This world is surrounded by unstable energies. We require a transmat node on the surface for reliable transit.
Which we're taking along. Clever and cautious. Anyone care to tell me where we're going?
To meet our mutual enemy.
I decide who my enemies are, not you.
We will work together, Doctor.
Good. If you want my help, we're doing this my way.
Understood. Visual on planet. On screen now.
Do not engage weapons. Defense shields down.
I obey.
What planet is this? The coordinates were familiar, but I don't recognize it.
It is Rax.
No, it can't be. Rax is a barren rock. There's an obvious atmosphere down there. Water, trees, life.
The planet's timeline has been altered.
Something down there has you scared. And a scared Dalek is a trigger-happy Dalek.
This world must be analyzed.
Yes, and that's all we'll do. Analyze and collect information. Understood?
Affirmative.
Good decision not to bring the executioner.
Commander, the Raxians are scanning our systems.
Allow it. Open communications channel. Transmit on all frequencies.
I obey.
Be nice.
Greetings, citizens of Rax. We are the Daleks. We come in peace.
What? Welcome to Rax. I am Boros, advisor to President Sarathen. We received your message of peace, Daleks.
The Dalek Empire salutes you.
We seem to have drawn quite a crowd.
Crenso, deal with them.
Yes, sir. Move along. Lord Boros is here to greet the aliens. You may go about your business.
Your armor is quite something. The Daleks' reputation is clearly well earned.
The Daleks are honored to be welcomed to your planet.
As am I. I'm the Doctor, by the way.
And you have no armor. Are you their chieftain?
He is not. I am the Dalek Commander.
A mighty voice. Follow me. The President awaits you in the Great Hall.
You're taking notes, scientist. Terraforming is one thing, but this is planet-wide natural evolution. The jungle, the birds, the insects. Species I've never seen before. Imagine what else is here. Doesn't all this strike you with awe?
I analyze with logic.
Well, so do I, but this is impressive. So much so, I'm actually speechless. And the city, those structures ahead. The Raxians are clearly a race evolved from a primitive past to a sophisticated present, cultured and technologically advanced. Excuse me, Boros?
Yes? You said you were a doctor of medicine?
Just the doctor. I was wondering, that pyramid?
Our destination. It contains the Great Hall and our galleries of victory.
What are galleries of victory?
Halls of records, relics and histories of the many races Rax has encountered.
Well, whatever's inside, it's a truly outstanding piece of architecture. It reminds me of the Mesoamerican pyramids on Earth, but on a far larger scale. That domed structure on the top, that's unusual. Is that an observatory?
That is the Eye of Rax.
And the way it glitters in the sunlight, breathtaking. And an impressive piece of engineering I'd very much like to see inside it. Is there a telescope?
Telescope?
In the observatory. That must be quite something.
There is no telescope, and yet from it we see the universe for what it is. Excuse me. Commander, I should walk with you. Forgive me. Your doctor asks lots of questions.
No telescope. Perhaps not an observatory after all.
President Sarathen, the voice of the Raxians. We speak as one. Rax welcomes diplomatic talks with the Dalek Empire.
As do the Daleks, President Sarathen.
May I offer you refreshments?
No.
What the commander means to say is no, thank you. I apologize for such rudeness, Madam President.
And you are?
The Doctor. I'm merely an impartial, independent observer.
And what do you observe, Doctor?
Oh, you know, pretty much everything. I have a particular interest in new cultures and societies.
The Raxians are an ancient civilization.
So I gather. But you are new to me, and that's very exciting.
Your advisor told us of halls of records. Perhaps the Doctor could see them.
I love a good library.
You'd be most welcome. The galleries of victory are open to all, so all can appreciate the glories of Rax.
It would be an honor, thank you.
I will accompany the Doctor.
The galleries are on the upper floors. Boros will show you. In the meantime, I will parley with your commander.
This way, to the elevator carriage.
A lift! Exciting! You don't fancy coming, scientist? Lots of data to analyze?
I remain with the commander to investigate Raxian technology.
My president, we are one.
We are one.
After you, strategist.
News of Raxian conquests has crossed the universe to the Dalek Emperor. I have been sent to share knowledge of our weaponry.
If you have heard of us, then you know we have our own weapon. What use are the Daleks to us?
We propose an alliance Together, the Dalek Empire and the Raxians can conquer every planet in the universe. Together, we will be invincible.
Welcome to the Galleries of Victory. Books, writings, relics, taken from every known planet.
Taken, you say?
The exhibits are not of Raxian origin.
Everything. Manuscripts, stone tablets, digital data. The music, literature, and art. All were ripped from defeated worlds as we crushed them underfoot.
As you did what?
Rax is a significant power in this sector. That is why the Daleks seek an alliance.
An alliance? This is literally all that's left of dozens of civilizations.
Hundreds. Here you will find the history of every world defeated by Rax. You look surprised, Doctor.
Well, it seems my colleagues didn't properly brief me.
Many marvel at the number of races crushed by the might of Rax. We gather knowledge and artifacts so as to learn from other civilizations out among the stars.
Learn? But you said you conquered them.
Rax does both. Now you look astonished.
I am. And believe me, I am far from impressed.
Doctor Boros, we would like to examine the exhibits. There is much to see.
Of course. There are language translators at the desks, should you need them. I have some duties, but I'll return for you soon.
You didn't tell me. They're monsters.
It would be dangerous to antagonize them. There may be something in these records to assist our mission.
Yes, I suppose. A collected history of this entire sector of the galaxy. I can't condone its existence, but you're right. Perhaps we'll find clues as to why history is changing. Now, let's split up. We'll cover more ground.
This will assist you.
What is it?
A communication device. Place it behind your ear and we can be directly connected through the path web.
A hotline to the Dalek hive mind. I'm honored.
This is a secure channel, linked only to me.
Keeping more secrets, strategist?
Keeping you safe.
I'm touched. Let's start reading.
We have heard of the mighty Dalek Empire and its armies of drones. We have no need of such primitive forces.
The Daleks know of your weapon, President Sarathyn.
We request a demonstration of its power.
There are certain protocols to be followed, but I'm sure that can be arranged.
May I assist, President?
Our esteemed guests desire a demonstration of the Devolver. Can we bring forward our scheduled deployment?
Certainly. I shall go and prepare.
My scientist would like to understand the process.
I will join your assistant.
No. As I'm sure you appreciate, such information is highly sensitive.
It would show trust in our new alliance.
And once we have ratified that alliance, it can be shared. You do understand?
I understand.
Please wait here.
The Eye of Rax stands on high and looks out across the stars. This eye is mentioned a few times. It might be worth a visit. Hello. It's like you're whispering sweet nothings in my ear.
I do not understand sweet nothings.
Never mind. Have you found anything of interest?
I have accessed the database. There is no information of use.
These records and artifacts are spoils of war. But I didn't see any signs of an especially militaristic society. I only saw civilians and families when we arrived. Have you any idea what we might be looking for?
I do not.
These records are telling me that this problem is bigger than I realized. I had no idea so many planets have had their histories rewritten, yet there's no correlation between them, no rhyme or reason. I recognize the names of barren worlds now teeming with life, and the opposite too, dead planets where there should be great civilizations. But I don't believe the Raxians are behind the time alteration, do you?
Your assessment is logical.
There's something else at work here. I found some ancient runes. It may be nothing but the symbols are in a language neither I nor the Raxian translators can decode. They make for a curious anomaly. Row 615, Exhibit 14, a stone tablet. Perhaps you could take a look. Tell me what you think.
I will do as you suggest.
And while you do that, I'll keep looking. That's better. I don't like being spied on. I think you're lying to me, strategist. But I think I know where to find answers.
Yes. The link is prepared. The Daleks can view everything from here.
Do you have an alien for the demonstration?
We can use the captive Felixian.
Yes. We'll be well rid of that vermin. Take a sample to the eye. What of the other origin matrix?
In hand. Crinso is taking care of it.
Good. I do not like these Daleks. We cannot afford to fail.
Yes, President. We are one.
We are one.
...1,067 steps. This must be it. The Eye of Rax. Not too imposing from inside. It's locked. Retina scanner, handprint scanner. Tough, but nothing my screwdriver could... Oh, someone took the lift.
And all evidence will point to a vicious Brega attack.
Well done, Quinzo. And the remains will be disposed of?
Yes. Such an ugly thing.
An ugly race. The universe will not miss them.
No, my lord.
You've done well, but we must remain on our guard.
Understood. We are the hands to the voice. We are one.
We are one. I know you're there, Doctor. Our senses detect your presence.
You were right, Boros. That certainly isn't a telescope.
No one ever claimed it was.
More like a huge funnel. Channeling, focusing energy through the receptacle in that stone column. Is it stone? Actually, I can't tell what it's made of.
Stay away from our machinery if you do not wish to feel its power.
Well, these markings are familiar.
Enough. Guards, restrain him. Search him for weapons.
I'm unarmed. I'm looking for answers, that's all.
You work for the Daleks. You are here to steal the devolver.
So that's what you call it. An intriguing weapon. I take it is a weapon. It's not like any I've seen before. Care to fill me in on how it works?
The devolver is unique to Rax. Its secrets passed down from the ancients. I will open the dome, and you will see its might.
The roof doesn't just open, it forms an amplifying dish. But amplifying what?
Patience, Doctor. Your Dalek masters...
They're not my masters.
Your Dalek friends have...
More like bullying co-workers.
...have requested a demonstration. I'm surprised you seem so ignorant when they already know all about its power.
Well, you know what they say, never trust a Dalek. You'd be wise to remember that. So would I.
Don't worry. You too will witness the miracle. Take him down to the laboratory. He can watch from there.
What is this miracle? Who have you had killed, Boris?
The Raxians may be planning a deception.
This is possible. President Sarathen, we grow impatient.
There are many complex preparations necessary for the weapons operation, but everything is now in order. Please. Enter the observation room.
Will you not accompany us?
No. I alone have the honor of initiating the activation sequence inside the eye itself.
I will ascend in the elevator, but we can interact through the viewing screen. Please, go in and make yourselves comfortable. We are one.
This way.
What's this, a medical lab? There's no need. I'm feeling perfectly well.
Secure him in the chair.
Yes, sir.
But this is really no way to treat a guest or a patient.
I told you. You're allowed to witness the miracle.
Will someone please tell me what this miracle is?
Rebirth. Watch the screen. It begins soon. Crinso, bring me a matrix vial.
Yes, sir.
What's a matrix vial?
Tell him. See if the clever alien can work it out.
Each vial contains an origin matrix for our president to use in the eye. We are one.
We are one.
Origin matrix. Oh, no, no. I think I know what the devolver does. You can't do this. You can't!
When will the demonstration begin?
Patience, my friends. Behold the Eye of Rax. It sees all and bears witness to the sins of the worlds beyond. In my hand, I hold a glass vial. Inside is an origin matrix.
What is an origin matrix?
The very thread of life itself. The biodata of a specific species. We developed this technology from that left behind by a long extinct race. The bringers of life, the Keturu.
The Keturu, but they're alive. Mythical, but alive. No. No, they're long dead. No. They're alive, aren't they? Something's wrong.
The origin matrix is a genetic code. In this case, the Felix. A marauding race who pillage worlds to satisfy their greed.
Now stop this!
The president cannot hear you. She speaks to your metal accomplices.
The devolver absorbs the origin matrix, then seeks out every Felixian in every corner of every galaxy.
That's what you amplify, what your eye beams out to the stars, a biologically targeted death ray.
I must now vacate the chamber. No one can be present inside the eye when the devolver activates. But you can see its effect on a captive Felixian here on Rax.
You told me this was a miracle. How is cold-blooded murder a rebirth?
The Raxians offer the chance for life to start over. Watch.
This is an impressive effect.
Are you and your scientist enjoying the show, Commander?
I must learn more of your technology.
Where are you now, Sanithin?
On my way down. Observe the demonstration, my friends. The devolver energies have been dispersed to the heavens. Every Felixian in the galaxy is now experiencing the same power.
How long does this process take?
Not long.
Well, you can't do this. It's genocide.
There is no pain, Doctor. He is in rapture.
Wait, what happened? What have you turned him into?
Into what he came from. Single-cell organisms. The start of life itself. He and every wretched Felixian in the universe. And now we have a Time Lord.
Excuse me?
The chair has sampled you, identified you, prepared an origin matrix. And now we can turn the Eye of Rax on you, on every Gallifreyan.
No, you can't.
You will die knowing you have betrayed your entire species.
No, listen.
Exterminate!
Oh, wait, don't kill them,
Crinso, return fire!
Into the stairway, Lord Boros. I will hold it off.
Sid, stop!
Exterminate!
You didn't have to kill them.
They threatened you. You are necessary. And I did not kill them all.
No, Boros escaped.
He'll raise the alarm. Get me out of these restraints.
Remain still, Doctor.
That's twice today you've saved my life.
You are of value to the Daleks. You will be protected.
I'm flattered. How did you find me?
The communication device has a tracker.
Anybody would think you didn't trust me.
You are ungrateful.
I don't like to be spied on. Have it back. Catch. Butterfingers.
Stop.
You didn't just flatter me, you lied to me. You came here for the devolver, but I will never let you have it.
Unlock this door.
Sorry, too much to do, and I don't want you killing anyone while I'm at it.
Doctor!
The devolver is an impressive weapon.
The Raxians do not like to disappoint their guests.
I must see it to understand how it works.
I will arrange it. But first the Council must formalize the alliance between Rax and the Dalek Empire. The Council members and I will adjourn. Wait here.
Daleks, do not wait. No more delays.
It's a formality. Protocols must be followed. Then I will be only too glad to show you the devolver up close.
That is acceptable.
The devolver will be useful in our correction of the timelines.
And in more than that, as soon as the President returns, she will be exterminated, and we will seize the weapon.
Madam President, the Daleks have betrayed us.
You do surprise me.
I caught the Doctor spying. I took him to the laboratory. He's a Time Lord.
Working with the Daleks? That is a surprise. I hope you extracted his origin matrix.
I was working on it. The other Dalek, the strategist, attacked us. It killed Crinso.
The Daleks are monsters. The universe won't miss them.
I have already obtained the origin matrix for them. Here.
Good. I have locked the observation room.
What of the Doctor and the strategist?
Sweep the entire pyramid. Keep them away from me.
We are one.
We are one. I shall open the Eye of Rax and wipe the Daleks out.
Where is the President?
Commander, the door has been secured.
This is a trap.
I will contact the strategist. The Doctor will assist us.
No, the Doctor is not to be trusted. I will accelerate my plan.
Runes, runes. By long here, I think... Yes, yes. I knew those markings were familiar, of course. They're native to Rax. Forget translation, it's a temporal scan I need.
Lock down the library. There are intruders.
I don't have time for this.
Doctor, I have your location.
And I really don't have time for you.
You return to the ruins. What have you discovered?
I want guards on all exits. The rest of you, find the Doctor. Fire at will. He must be stopped.
If we get out of here, I might tell you. Follow me.
A large path web opens to Dalek timeship. Receiving.
This is your commander.
Contact made. Execution unit responding.
Covert operation compromised. Raxian threat confirmed. Transport pilot drone not responding. Executioner and support units, transmit to planet surface immediately.
I obey.
This is good. Lots of bookshelves. Now keep quiet and don't shoot. If we escape without you killing anyone, I'll let you in on my theory.
Agreed.
There's no escape, Doctor. Surrender, and I won't kill you.
I wish I could believe that. But I've just seen what you do to prisoners. By the way, how are you at Domino's? Strategist, that's an outer wall. Blast it.
Guards now know our location.
But by the time they get past that lot, we will be somewhere else. Come on. How's your head for heights? Your casing is old, but I presume you've still got a repulsor fitted.
Elevate.
Okay, right. Whoa, that's a long way down. Did you notice something back there? Something strategic?
Explain.
Boros didn't mention you. It's like he no longer considered you a threat.
No one underestimates the Daleks.
It's more like he discounted you, I think. Your entire race is in danger.
The rats have obtained the Dalek origin matrix. You will save the Daleks, Doctor.
Quite the day, isn't it? I also know where to find the source of the alterations to time. If you want my help, you will do as I say.
Continue.
Hover down and find your commander. Don't let him do anything stupid if you want your species to live.
You threaten the Daleks.
Help can also be a threat. That's good strategy, strategist.
Where will you go?
Up.
There they are. Fire at will.
And close that hole. Bring down the roof. That should do it. Just let me get clear.
Agreed. Transport empty. Where is the pilot?
No idea. What do you want with this?
Unsatisfactory response. Calling reinforcements. What are your orders? Planet Rax is a threat. All inhabitants must be purged. We obey! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Boros, I'm inside the eye. What is happening?
Madam President, the Doctor escaped the galleries.
What's that noise?
One moment. What? No, stop them. Madam President!
The dome's opening. There's something out there.
I'm sorry, Madam President. There are reports of more Daleks moving in from the jungle, advancing on the Great Hall. They are slaughtering our people.
They deceived us.
As I warned you.
Oh, what?
That's what Daleks do, but it seems Raxians are cut from the same cloth.
Go, Boros. Defend the city. I shall initiate the devolver. We continue the plan. We are one.
Understood, Madam President. We are one.
I need you to stop what you're doing and move away from the devolver.
Your allies are killing my people. They will be stopped.
I don't disagree, and I can help, if you let me.
Your weapon is useless. The devolver is shielded.
It's not a weapon, it's a screwdriver.
That will not work.
Depends what I'm trying to do. You see? I've just deadlocked that door. Neither of us can leave until I say. I believe that puts a spanner in your plan, am I right?
Ready?
The doors won't hold much longer.
Prepare to return fire. Stand your ground. We are one.
We are one.
Exterminate. Exterminate!
Take cover! Maintain fire!
Halt! This action is not authorized. I obey the commander. Exterminate! This was not the strategy. I would locate the commander, locate and release. Do what you will. The aliens will be purged.
Fall back to the stairwell. Keep firing. We can't let them reach the eye. There's too many.
Unlocks. Unlocks.
Exterminate!
Open this door. I cannot trigger the weapon while I'm inside the eye. It would be sacrilege.
You could always go out through the roof. I climbed up from your gallery level. It's a long way down, though. And there's a lot less wall to hold on to now. I wouldn't recommend it.
Who are you, Doctor? You're not like the Daleks. They are destroyers, yet you ally yourself with them.
There's a good reason, I hope.
President Sarathen, come in.
Boros?
We tried to stop them. They're too powerful. They're coming up to you.
You are used to dealing death from afar. That's no match for the Daleks' brand of carnage. Up close and personal.
Boros!
They want this weapon, Sarathen, and they will destroy anyone or anything that gets in their way.
You think yourself so clever, Doctor. But why do you think we drew the Daleks here?
Of course. The ugly thing Crinso killed. The Dalek pilot from the transport. You've already got their biodata. You have their origin matrix. The Daleks are next on your list for annihilation.
So let me use the devolver.
But the origin matrix isn't necessary, is it? It's simply part of your ritual passed down from the ancients. A body would do, or part of one.
Very astute.
Your weapon focuses its power on the biodata in this room. That's why you can't be here when it fires. If you are, it would use your DNA too. You and all your people would die.
You are also inside the eye, Doctor. The Daleks, the Raxians, and the Time Lords. All their lives are now entwined. And I can end them all in an instant.
Executioner, report!
All aliens have been exterminated.
We are outside the Eye of Rax. Analysis, scientist?
A short burst of concentrated fire will breach the door without damaging the weapon.
All units, take aim.
We obey!
This action is not advised. The Raxians may already be capable of destroying the Dalek race.
You should listen to your strategist once in a while, Commander. He's not just a pretty face.
I have the power to destroy us all.
Halt! Do not move!
Vokef, careful. President Sarathen has her finger on the trigger. You see the pendant around her neck? It's the devolver's activation device. Shoot her and she would still have time to use it.
There is no escape. Your advisor and council have been exterminated. We will destroy all Raxians if you do not surrender the devolver!
Don't you understand? The devolver is loaded with Dalek biodata. Sarathen is willing to use it on everyone. Daleks, Raxians, even my own people, turned to primordial ooze.
We have been deceived!
The Raxians played you at your own game. But nobody comes out of this well. I've stopped Sarathen using the weapon so far. What happens next is up to you.
Commander, I advise that
the Daleks will negotiate.
Really? Now, here's a better idea. I'll negotiate. Close the door and move away. Let me talk to Sarathen alone.
No!
Strategist, you understand. We are at a stalemate. Don't forget your real mission. We all need to walk away from this if I'm to help you.
We will wait. You may close the door.
Whew. All right, Sarathen. We have some time. Tell me what you want.
Try to understand us, Doctor. We live in peace on Rax. But outside this world, there are dangerous races who must be controlled.
So you've appointed yourselves omnipotent gods, givers of life or death?
No. We wish to bring peace.
You don't bring peace through death and destruction.
The devolver offers rebirth. A return to the beginning of life and infinite possibilities. We give civilizations the chance to start again. To be reborn and develop into a race that brings peace to the universe.
But you can't control what happens. What if they don't develop that way? What would you do? Devolve them again?
Well,
Yes. The knowledge was passed from
the ancients. I know. One species cannot have all this power. The devolver must be destroyed. Can't you see that? Why risk your entire race?
The Raxians are one. We do not fear. We will be reborn, and our library will teach us all we need to know. We will return to what we were, and our work begin again. We are not like the Daleks.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Perhaps this is your destiny, Doctor.
Destiny? You're offering me your pendant.
Take the activation device. The power to destroy every Dalek that exists. You could save the universe from them. Conceal it in your pocket. We could leave the eye together, press it, and only the Daleks need be reborn. I give you the choice.
The Daleks are the most evil race in existence.
Then you understand. You could be the creator who shapes the Daleks into something else, into something better.
I can't condone genocide, not even of the Daleks.
Then you are a fool.
Am I? What do you think death is, Seraphine?
The only way.
Come here, Seraphine. Come and look out at your city. When I arrived, I saw families, children, down in the jungle. It seemed a happy place, full of life. And even now, after the Dalek attack, I see people helping one another. It looks like a society that cares for all.
It is, Doctor. The Raxians are one.
Then let me ask another question. What is life?
I do not understand.
Hearing Boros die caused you pain. It still does. It's in your eyes. So why can't you see that out there, that city beneath us, that is the essence of life? It isn't just about the beat of our hearts, the breaths we take. It's our thoughts, our memories, our experiences, a myriad of emotions, family, friends, who we love, who we hate. The devolver takes all that away. To stop feeling and experiencing all these things is death. And if everyone else around you has been destroyed, then even the memory of your ever having lived ceases to exist. All that's left behind is nothing. Is that what you want?
We have delayed long enough, Executioner!
The Doctor must be allowed to continue. He will assist the Dalek mission.
All units, stand by!
Commander, strategists, we're coming out. I don't want to see any gunspits pointing our way.
Lower weapons.
Way away!
Where is the President?
Shutting down her weapon. I have the Dalek origin matrix. We've come to an agreement, but you need to listen to me.
What is your agreement?
The Daleks leave Rax, and they never come back.
What of the devolver?
It will be disarmed and dismantled.
Nobody will have it.
I have agreed this with the Doctor. I am a woman of honor. It will be done once I know my people are safe.
No. We stay to witness the weapon destroyed.
That is not the deal we've made.
The President cannot be trusted.
I would say the same about the Daleks. So here is my part of the bargain. I now know where we must go to find the source of the time alterations and stop them.
Tell me.
Not until we're on your time ship. And I know the Raxians are safe.
The Daleks will comply.
Thank you, strategist. If only all Daleks had your pragmatism. Here you are, then. The Dalek origin matrix.
Exterminate! Success, Doctor. You have saved the Daleks.
Yes. Now, shall we go?
All Daleks, return to the time ship.
Way away!
Sorry for what you're going through, old girl. I'm afraid we'll be staying on board a while yet. We have work to do, and the Daleks will need to carry you to their engine room. Sorry about that. But first... Come in, President Sarathen. Can you hear me?
I hear you, Doctor.
All Daleks will be gone from Rax very soon, dead or alive.
Thank you, Doctor. The Devolver will be dismantled. All knowledge within it destroyed. I will keep my promise to you and my people.
You're doing the right thing.
I know. Farewell, Doctor. May we meet again.
Goodbye, Sarathen.
Closing the dome for the final time.
Officer, no! No! What of the promise?
Promises to aliens are not valid. Exterminate! Eye of Rax opening. Remote activation device located.
Proceed. Take the device and leave the eye chamber.
I obey.
What are you doing?
Raxian biodata now contained in the eye. Activating Devolver.
Execution complete. Transmat.
I obey. Entering Vortex. Time Commander on the bridge. Has the Executioner returned?
Its mission is complete. All Daleks are accounted for. Strategist, report.
The Doctor is moving his TARDIS to the engine room. The Doctor trusts me now. My plan to secure his assistance has been successful.
Success depends on the outcome of our mission.
We must not underestimate the Doctor, though he has underestimated us. He will do everything we want him to, and he will think it is his idea.
Does he suspect the true nature of his involvement?
The Doctor is oblivious.
Hello, all. Should my ears be burning?
I do not understand.
Never mind. My TARDIS is in position, and I'll be needing your scientists' help. I know how unstable your Terranium is, especially when it does something no time machine is supposed to do.
You have not yet explained your plan.
Yes, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm hoping that when we press go, both our ships won't explode.
Why connect the TARDIS to the Dalek timeship?
The runes gave me the clue. The Raxians didn't need to translate them because they were their own ancient language. But that language predated my TARDIS translators.
The Devolver was created before Time Lord history.
Before there was such a thing as history. And the markings on the Devolver were a Rosetta Stone for the runes. I hope you have a record of everything, Strategist. It'll point us in the right direction once we get there to find the source of these changes to time.
The Dalek Empire must be protected!
Where is the source?
A long way back. Going that far back is supposed to be impossible, but if we link our two ships together, it might just work.
I do not understand.
Oh, come on, keep up. Didn't they teach you anything in Dalek scientist school? Time will be irrelevant. Everything we understand about the universe will not yet exist.
What is our destination?
To the very beginnings of the universe. To the dark times. What could possibly go wrong?
We'll be right back. have been listening to Doctor Who, Time Lord Victorious, The Enemy of My Enemy by Tracy Ann Baines. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. The Daleks and Crinso, Nicholas Briggs. Sarathin, Rachel Atkins. Boris, Raj Gattak, and security guards, Samantha Bayart and Jacob Dudman. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was Alfie Shaw, script editor Matt Fitton, director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery. Hello, my name is Alfie Shaw, and I'm the producer of The Enemy of My Enemy.
Who would hijack my TARDIS, drag it through the vortex, and dump us in a hold? Ah, I might have guessed.
So the bit of information we were given from James Goss as to how this story would fit into the greater Time Lord Victorious narrative is that it had to be the Doctor teaming up with the Dalek Time Squad, and they sort of had to learn that they needed each other. And what we thought would be rather fun is to put them on a planet where the Daleks are surrounded by a load of warmongers like themselves, but they are doing something unusual in the fact that they have to negotiate. And they don't want to negotiate, they want us to do the Dalek thing, which is rock up and kill them all. And the Doctor steps in and does the Doctor thing. And these two parties have mutually aligned goals, very temporarily, but they have obviously very different ways of going about it.
The Daleks are honoured to be welcomed to your planet.
As am I. I'm the Doctor, by the way.
I'm Paul McGann, and I played Doctor Number 8. Teaming up with the Daleks has been the biggest thrill of my life. I don't want it to happen again. I think, you know, it was a special occasion. But I'll never forget it. It's made everything worthwhile. You know, when I was a kid, and it's been the summer. This is it. I've finally scaled the peak. I've climbed the mountain. I've gone to that place. Yeah, man.
Hello, I'm Scott Hancock. I am the director of Doctor Who, The Enemy of My Enemy. I think the thing about the Daleks is they're always looking to double cross. And what's so endearing about the Doctor in some ways is he always wants to see the best in people. So when you've got a strategist going, look, we'll have a secret alliance the other Daleks don't need to know. He sort of just by nature inclined to go, oh, maybe this is one who's not as evil and hell-bent on genocide as the rest. And of course it comes to bite him on the backside by the end of the story.
The Doctor trusts me now. My plan to secure his assistance has been successful.
I think we've talked elsewhere that when you record with people individually as a director, unless you have the other actors looped in, which we didn't on this occasion, you have to read in all the other characters and you have to give something of the energy of those characters to get the right reactions, which of course with this script meant I was reading in a lot of Daleks, which, you know, I've done before for various things. Most notably at a Doctor Who read-through back in 2010. I remember Matt Smith stopping proceedings to give me a round of applause for my Dalek, which was a lot of fun. So I have four. The fun thing for this is there are so many different and distinct Dalek characters, and I've worked with Nick a lot, so I sort of had a rough idea how his strategist would sound and his commanders and stuff and the different pitches. So for Paul's benefit, rather than just me enjoying myself, I did spend a couple of days screeching from my home office in various tones.
Without Nick, yeah, there being the Dalek. No, they still sound, whoever's saying it, they still sound like Daleks, I think, to me, anyway. It's it fires the imagination. No, you did a good job. You're channeling your inner Nick or your inner Dalek.
Hello, I'm Nick Briggs, and I'm the voice of the Daleks in The Enemy of My Enemy.
Remain still, Doctor.
It's twice today you've saved my life.
You are of value to the Daleks.
Recording in isolation, of course, is something that I'm quite familiar with, because quite often, you know, there are quite a few Dalek stories done by Big Finish, and even in the days before the pandemic, I wasn't always available to do them in the main studio session. So I'd have the script and I'd record them on my own at home, and that's what I'm doing here. And it's quite conducive to being a Dalek because you're sort of like a mad creature locked away in a box, basically. And maybe not quite as unpleasant as actually being a Dalek, but it does sort of help you to get into character. Of course, it's quite nice to bounce off the other actors, but the Daleks are pretty self-obsessed. So, yeah, I would say not too much hardship being in isolation, being a Dalek, except for the fact that all the shouting generates a lot of heat in the room and me. And so it gets a little sticky, let's put it that way, to be delicate.
The Raxians may be planning a deception.
This is possible.
The good thing is about coming up with the different Dalek voices is that the writers have put in the script the kind of voice they should have. And also, over the years, I've developed lots of different Dalek voices I can call on and do maybe, you know, a combination of one or the other. You know, the scientist, I've decided to go with the sort of Michael Wisher stroke Alec Guinness kind of speaks like that. And and the strategist, I think, is described as so old and ancient, so there's a huskiness. And I don't think we've ever really had a husky Dalek before. But it makes it, you know, all the more interesting, really. And I think that the Time Squad idea has really taken the idea of different Dalek personalities and run with it.
Hello. I'm Tracy Ann Baines, and I wrote episode 2, The Enemy of My Enemy. It was really exciting to be asked to write for an episode of Big Finish, especially for the Doctor Who series. I've been a fan of Doctor Who since a very long time, and I was so excited to finally be able to write for this character and the Daleks. I mean, who doesn't want to write for the Daleks, the ultimate enemy of Doctor Who? So, yes, it was an interesting process. I'm used to writing for TV and film, so to switch to audio drama was quite challenging at first. You have to write in a slightly different way. Obviously, you're less reliant on visuals, but you want to be able to get the audience, the listener, to visualise the story you're writing. So it was a very exciting experience, and I thoroughly enjoyed the whole process.
It's like you're whispering sweet nothings in my ear.
I do not understand sweet nothings.
Never mind.
It was fun writing for the Daleks, and if I'm honest, somewhat challenging at times. In this particular episode, The Enemy of My Enemy, the Daleks and the Doctor spend an awful lot of time in each other's company. So to all intents and purposes, the Daleks become the Doctor's companions, especially the character of the Dalek strategist. And as we all know, the Daleks are not particularly renowned for their witty repartee or light-hearted conversation. So it made for an interesting writing experience to try and emulate that banter that we're so used to hearing between the Doctor and his companion in his adventures. Another interesting aspect of this particular story was the Daleks' manipulation of the Doctor and their attempts to make him a seemingly unwitting pawn in their devious schemes. Not only are they trying to solve the mystery of the alterations within time and history, but they also want to defeat the Vraxians. But with the Doctor's moral compass, the complete polar opposite to the Daleks, they have to keep finding a way to deceive and outwit him at every step. And it was playing around with that idea that is the Doctor being as manipulated and deceived as the Daleks think he is, or is he more aware of the situation than they realise? So it was trying to play with that storyline and have the two parties essentially try and outwit each other without letting on that the other knows what the other one is up to.
What of the promise?
Promises to aliens are not valid. Exterminate.
Yes, I suppose the Daleks always get the tables turned upon them. And as Stephen Moffat has said in the past, inevitably it leads to someone flicking a switch or pushing a button or blowing something up and all the Daleks go haywire and all blow up or something like that. And, you know, he's talked about that inevitability. And the brilliant thing about this story is that the Daleks do outwit the Doctor. And even though they're horrible and stand for everything that I find repugnant and awful personally, myself, I suppose it's quite fun to play them in a situation where they're being devious and they've outwitted the Doctor. I think that quite often the deviousness of the Daleks is a great title, obviously. It's something that has been missed out of Dalek stories, and it's always nice when they are devious and plotting and one step ahead of the Doctor, because we know in a way that it, you know, they will they'll come a cropper eventually.
What's quite nice in this as well is the idea of cultural appropriation, I guess, and the idea of a civilization conquering other planets and other worlds, but retaining all their knowledge and art and literature, and the pride the Raxians take in retaining all that information, yet having destroyed so many, is a really interesting idea for Doctor Who. It's quite nice to have that idea of a culture that wants to take the best from other cultures, and also they seem so reasonable in that idea of wanting to give them a second chance and give them a rebirth. So that, you know, as Sarathyn says, they need to be controlled. So if they go down a slightly dead end or an aggressive end, they can just be, you know, tweaked a little bit and become more appropriate people to exist in the universe with. And we got the lovely Rachel Atkins in to play President Sarathyn, who I've worked with loads of times and is such an excellent radio actor. And similarly, Raj Ghatak, who I love working with as well and is always an absolute hoot. And the two of them playing off against one another whilst double-crossing the Doctor and double-crossing the Daleks. You know, there's lots going on and loads of layers to this.
My name's Rachel Atkins and I'm playing Sarathyn. We have heard of the mighty Dalek Empire and its armies of drones. We have no need of such primitive forces.
It's been a very steep learning curve. I literally got the home studio through the post about 3 days ago, and having to learn all these different skills, I'm so in awe of the other side. I'm used to just sitting down and reading and concentrating on the acting, and now all of a sudden I've got to look at things peaking, and oh gosh, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I hope it's worked. I really, really do hope that I have recorded it. This is my first proper job, actually, in my home studio. This is a first. When I say studio, I mean my back bedroom.
The Raxians are one. We do not fear. We will be reborn, and our library will teach us all we need to know. We will return to what we were, and our work begin again. We are not like the Daleks.
I loved it. I really did. I only got it yesterday, and I just read it right through all the way. No, I really, really enjoyed it, because, yeah, you're not sure what's going to happen. You have an inkling, but and I loved playing Sarathyn. She's great fun.
Well, she's a strong woman, isn't she? Feisty, but I quite like the fact that she's got a good relationship with the Doctor. I think a good and she speaks to him as a woman. She's not terribly flirtatious, but a little bit flirtatious with him, and that was fun rather than just telling people where to go and what to do.
Hello, my name is Raj Ghatak and I'm playing Boros.
Welcome to Rax. I am Boros, advisor to President Sarathyn. We received your message of peace, Daleks.
This is my first big finish in isolation, and it's been quite an experience. Obviously, you know, I'm used to hearing the other people in my ears and playing off them, so it's been a really steep learning curve, but it's been a fun one. I think my neighbours have been a little bit worried by some of the things that I had to do. but it's been good. It's a strange time, but it's also an educational time. But fun. Working with Scott's always fun. I think Boros is quite superior. He's quite smug. He's kind of the person that actually irritates you a little bit. And so in that sense, those character traits are great to play, because you just imagine looking down your nose at people, and you just imagine being quite superior, and that automatically makes you quite annoying to most normal human people. So it's great fun to play, because you just think you act like you're better than everyone else, which is always a lot of fun to do.
Thank you.